Proverbs 21, verse 22, these are the words of God. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. There is a temptation, both concerning ourselves. Someone close that door, please. There is a temptation, both concerning ourselves and concerning others, as we recently saw in Psalm 50, to overestimate the strength of man. Whether it is to trust in our own strength and think that we will make our own name last for generations. Hopefully you're remembering the psalm now. Or when we're afraid when someone comes into power or comes into wealth and starts to execute their plans. There are men who are stronger than others and who seem to have the upper hand for a little while. But the comparative strength of the strongest man to the weakest man is as nothing next to the strength of God, which is a reason why even when we are strong, we must not trust in our strength. And even when others are strong, we must not fear their strength. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, recognizing that he is God and that we are not, that he rules and overrules all things, that wickedness, though it may for a time so far as serves the goodness of God in his work in the world, wickedness for a time may seem to have the upper hand, and yet it will always be punished, that no one ever gets away with anything. And wickedness is never winning, quote unquote, because winning means in the process of getting the victory, and it shall not. And so when we think of the city of the mighty, and what a very difficult thing it is when the city of the mighty has walls. And here the verb in verse 22, the first part of verse 22, describes the ability to get up over the walls and down into the other side. And yet, if you have a city with walls and mighty men upon it, it is an almost impossible thing to get over the walls with the mighty men upon it. Except that God is working all of his will outside the walls, and God is working all of his will inside the walls, and God is working all of his will even upon the walls themselves. And so if you live according to the commands of God, the precepts of God in which he tells us what to do, and if you live according to the principles of God, living wisely in recognition that God has not only given us his word, in which he gives us commands, but also his world, in which we can observe and respond to the way that he makes things to work. That there are, quote-unquote, laws that govern things like physics and chemistry and mathematics, and there is, in the ordinary providence of God, there are things called, quote-unquote, laws of interaction in societies and so forth, that are both maintained by the providence of God. The reason physics works, the reason chemistry works, is because God in his providence is consistent in ruling how particles interact with one another. And the reason why pride comes before a fall works is because God is consistent in his providence in what he does in societies. Some of the greatest kingdoms and men, in terms of their power and influence and wealth success in battle and so forth, have had some of the most spectacular and disastrous falls in terms of their destruction or humiliation or that which brought an end to their control, their authority, and their wealth. And there are many other such exercises of biblical wisdom, following both precept and principle from the word of God. And so since God is ruling and overruling in the city and outside of the city and on top of the wall that divides the inside from the outside, the way to beat that mighty man is not to be a little bit mightier than he is so that you can scramble up and have the battle on top and make it down to the other side. if you are living according to wisdom, where you begin with the fear of the Lord, you already know that you are winning. You may die in the process, but you will still win. As Revelation 12 says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Who did that? Those who did not love their lives even unto death. Those who lived in the fear of the Lord, to honor him first and foremost, with confidence in him and his righteousness. And even what we saw recently in Psalm 50 tells us the same thing, that the man who is so proud goes to his grave like a beast. He doesn't have much more of a lasting impact on this world than the sheep who is put into the ground, having provided a little bit of mutton and a little bit of wool. But the righteous will rule over the wicked in the morning, referring to the morning of resurrection. So a wise man scales the city of the mighty, living according to the wisdom of God by the precepts and principles of his word, makes you already victorious in every place because you are participating in the rule and victory of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, Ephesians 1:11. And what in that context is the counsel of his will? That we whom he has made righteous in Jesus and adopted in Jesus would inherit with Jesus. So that Psalm 2 then in Christ applies to us. Nations rage and kings and peoples plot in vain, but God mocks them with laughter from heaven because everything belongs to the Lord Jesus by right and is granted to us with Jesus by adoption. So in every situation where there seems to be someone who has the upper hand, you don't combat it primarily or firstly by trying to turn back their control of the situation or influence in it or power over it. You combat them by fearing the Lord, following his commandments, following his principles, living wisely, because he gets the victory and you don't have to fear them. It is just as much a mistake for you to fear them or to try to fight their way as it is for them to think that they are going to come out on top by how well they control the situation. So a wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold. Not only will they be defeated in the end, but all that they set up will be destroyed in the end. The wise man has God as his stronghold. Can God be destroyed, Sophia? Absolutely not. But everything else in the creation will be destroyed. And a new heavens and a new earth will be made in its place. The scriptures talk about the elements being melted as if by fire. And the very heavens being burned up. God will make a new heavens and a new earth. And so we must trust in him who cannot be destroyed, rather than putting our trust in something that he's about to burn up. And we should definitely not be intimidated by what others have erected, raised up against the Lord Jesus, because all of that will be destroyed. So let us live by wisdom. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold. Praise God, let us who have been made right with God through faith in Jesus Christ live by that faith in Jesus Christ. Let's ask him to give us such faith. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that it is you who measure out to us a portion of faith or a measure of faith. Help us, O God, not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought, but in accordance with this measuring of faith that you give us. And we come crying out for more faith. We pray, we believe, help our unbelief, so that in every situation where we are tempted to trust in ourselves, we would trust instead in you. And in every situation where we are tempted to fear those who seem to have an advantage, that you would give us the simple-minded, the single-minded focus on doing that which you say to do, and which applies the wisdom that you have given, first in your word, but also by the providence that you consistently apply in your world. Help us, Lord, to live by faith in Jesus Christ, in whom we ask it. Amen.